Russ and Nadia on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Petronilo Ligatan is an accomplished stonemason who crafted his skills in the Philippines. He moved to Perth in 2007 and continued to work in the industry. Sometimes water was used to suppress the dust created by working with manufactured stone, and sometimes it wasn't. And sometimes Petronilo wore a mask, and sometimes he didn't. Now, last year, he was diagnosed with silicosis, a lung disease caused by inhaling crystalline silica dust, and that is the kind of dust he'd been breathing in for years. There is no cure, no real treatment, and silicosis is now regarded as the new asbestosis. Petronilo can no longer work. He has a partner and four sons, he has a mortgage, and he also supports family back in the Philippines. And now, in a WA first, he is taking legal action against the four Perth companies he worked for. You'll find out more about that legal action in a moment. First, though, have a listen to Petronilo and his partner, Sheila Bonner.
I'm struggling already to breathe and then coughing. It's really hard. It's like, you know, it's like I'm already die. I'm already finished my life. I stopped working last January because I'm suffering a lot. I can't sleep. Sometimes I'm crying. I can't sleep. My GP give me already a lot of sleeping tablets. But still there, I'm really, really sad. Sometimes I'm shouting my kids.
And what has the doctor said about your silicosis and how that disease will progress?
There's no any cure, nothing.
At first, by the term silicosis, I don't understand what it's all about. But when I research, usually we definitely want to know what it's all about. And then they said it's from the dust in here. And from the moment in there, we just be blind for that. So I just push through. On the first a specialist, it takes for a few months in there. So I find somewhere else so we can really understood what it's all about. That's why the closer we get is Dr. Pritchard and explain full details. And by the term that it is incurable, irreversible, no maintenance, so it just progressed, we don't know when. So it is feel sad for all of us. Because we migrate from Philippines to come in here to work, not to be on things. And also in our culture, we have to help our family back home. And for him, he is our, like, the post to help everyone. And with all these future dreams that we got, it looked like it's fell down. We don't know what to do. And it is also depressing for everyone. Even the kids doesn't know. So what to do? And then they don't understand. And then they just seeing, you can talk to him, he shout, even me, I'm depressed also because I have to be, ask my manager and things to go with him, to leave the work just to be with him for everywhere.
Have you noticed his health deteriorating over the last year?
Since he started to be confirmed diagnosed with that, it looked like it's different really. The moods is changed. Sometimes he doesn't eat with us, so sometimes you can talk to him. He easily been, by asking him, he suddenly be shouting. And then the eldest now left in here because of that. Also, he don't have enough patience. Because, you know, as a person also being the head of the family, you trust everything, that it look like you are the posting things. And then suddenly, like he said, he's thinking he's no use.
It's like I'm floating. I'm blank. What is my life now? What? I'm useless. I'm just like, how? Why? I'm nothing. I'm useless. And I'm always worried about how I can survive. How my kids, what is my kids' future? How I can manage to
pay our mortgage. Can you tell me about the places you worked? What was the dust like?
I really surprised that this company, we're using angle grinder, no weight, it's just dust.
So you say no, yes. Wet, so no water?
No water.
To suppress,
yes,
the dust?
Yes, yes. I pushed myself to work. I didn't see anything because I'm really worried the company is sending back to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. When I work in the Philippines, as we're using a mask, it is provided every day for the workers. When I come, it's just like, nah, it's dust. Dust is dust. We came from dust. So
did you ever wear a mask here?
No. That time, never used.
You worked at four different companies in Perth. Sometimes you wore a mask, sometimes you didn't.
Yes.
Was it ever something that you worried about?
Yeah, it is, because we don't know. It's a dust. It might be, we don't know if it is contagious to us in here, or we don't know if he brought it before from work, because he usually comes to work with the uniform and come back in here with the same uniform sitting there. So we're not sure if we've been exposed also or not. So, but they said it's not, so we're not sure. So it might scared also, because when he comes home from work, the kids run to him and hug him. So we don't know if the uniform have the dust there.
Why pursue legal action?
It is also is a for my partner to stand up. It's just showing it to people is working on the same field, that they can have to speak out and come and speak to someone who knows more, just to fight for their health. Because as a young family like us, we will fear what these costs of expenses for looking after his health. So for people who work on that area, who doesn't know the guidelines, who doesn't know what will happen to their health, or they don't have idea if their work is affecting their health and their future of their family. So we would like also to encourage people to come out and ask for all the information for that. For the companies, I would like to encourage them to educate their workers, because like my partner, he doesn't know that there is a health risk for the job. And also, he doesn't know what is the proper PPE that they need to use.
Russ and Nadia on ABC Radio Perth and WA.